Have you recovered?
Garth Brooks, oh my gosh. I just want to tell you, I've been doing this for a long time, seen a lot of shows, but that dive bar show, the big old sing-along in Foxborough with Garth Brooks, the coolest live music experience ever, hands down.
Man, it's so much fun. And, you know, we were talking right before because you could hear them in the backstage when me and you were talking.
Yes.
And I was telling you then, God, they've been singing every song for the past hour at the top of their lungs. They're going to be worn out by the time I get out there. And I even told them that when I got out there. And, man, I don't know where they found the next gear, but they took it all the way. We could have went across the parking lot in the stadium and had as much fun over there with just those people. That was a blast.
It was so much fun. I mean, that's an opportunity most people don't get in life, to see someone of your caliber in that kind of a setting. So thank you for doing that and bringing it to Boston.
And that was fun, man. And then what I love, too, is you look around and, you know, five of those six players were all the guys we played all the dive bars with in 89. So
that's amazing.
It's so much fun. And I think it's making the band a tighter band than the stadium shows or those dive bar shows, because you're right there. There's no room for error. But at the same time, you're in a dive bar, which it's error all night and fun. So it's a blast.
Oh, just an amazing event. And we got to celebrate your birthday with you, which was cool. So, again, belated happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Best way to spend a birthday.
Yes, and for us, too. We got to be part of it. That was cool. Now, speaking of doing this for a long time, five decades of hits, can that be right? From the 80s to the 2020s, is that a first, Garth?
I you know what? I don't know. It's a first for me.
I believe it is.
I don't know. And, you know, we kind of cheated, and it was fun. We got in at the very end of 89, you know, like in November of 89.
Right.
I think If Tomorrow Never Comes went number one. And then it was cool to wake up in January and hear yourself on the radio with Blake Shelton with Dive Bar. So this has been a great run.
Which is now top five and climbing. That's pretty cool.
Well, again, thank you for it. And you know, the whole Icon Award that Billboard's going to present us on the 29th, you know, that's a reflection of the Billboard charts, which is a reflection of country radio. So, you know, I'm calling today to say thank you for that, man. This is going to be fun. We're going to get to play there. It's going to be in Vegas, and there's going to be songs that if we play them and if people recognize them, it'll be because of country radio. So
thank you. Well, yeah, that most people don't know about that, because this just came in hot off the presses, that Garth Brooks will receive the coveted Icon Award at the 2020 Billboard Music Awards in April. So we look forward to watching that and seeing your performance. And you've got the stadium tour going on. And I know you're adding dates all the time, but, you know, Gillette just around the corner, and wouldn't that be a good match? So
yes, ma'am. I got to tell you, man. I know that I got a great taste of it. You always do, you know, when you play Boston. So we played TD Gardens there. Anywhere you play there, it's going to be fun. But that dive bar just made you ache to get over in the stadium and kind of multiply it by thousands. So I love the Kraft family. We're going to figure this out. We'll get up there. And when we do, I promise you that I will personally call you and tell you it's coming. It's going to be fun.
Just made my heart swell. I mean, just saying Garth at Gillette sounds right. So, I mean, you know.
It feels good.
And you've got a big summer coming up with a new album.
Yeah, there's so much, you know, people are talking about this decade. I can't see past this year right now. This year is going to be so much fun for us. We're getting ready to release two more stadium names, and these are going to be historic, iconic, to kind of fall in line with the ones we have. So it's only getting better. The dive bars, we're going to continue because, you know, it was supposed to live and breathe this promotion with this single. But the truth is, man, and I don't know if you felt this, but also during the dive bars, it feels like old school between artist and the country radio station again.
Oh, it totally does.
So
yes.
I enjoy that feeling right there, and I love that marriage, and just want to get back to, you know, being closer than what the stadium tour allows you to be. So just enjoying all these good things coming up. Feel very lucky for the Icon Award, and hopefully this year is going to be one of the best ones in our lifetime as an artist, and hopefully as a dad and a husband too.
Well, I was just going to say, you've got all that going on, and being a dad and a husband, I'm exhausted. Don't you ever just want to sit on the couch and binge watch something?
No, you know why? Because I don't work for a living. I really don't, man. You just get to play, and you get to laugh, and you get to watch people sing. It's the easiest gig and the greatest gig on the planet. Oh, just very grateful.
That's why you're at it for five decades, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you were to sit on the couch and binge, what would your, and your wife is there, who is an amazing amazing cook and singer. Of course, everyone knows that. But what's your favorite thing that Tricia makes?
Oh, man, just anything that she makes is fantastic. The textures are amazing. My birthday cake was amazing this year. Love her mashed potatoes, so I'll take mashed potatoes with anything. Birthday cake and mashed potatoes, perfect combination.
And there it is.
And then we'd probably binge watch something like Yellowstone or something. I know she's waiting for the... So everybody loves it. And she's, you know, she's one of those that has about four or five different ones going at once, so she catches me up on it. We'll sit down and watch.
That's awesome. Well, continued greatness, Garth, and we can't wait for the next chapter here in the Boston area. We'll be holding our breath, waiting for that date at that stadium.
Well, thanks for all the ones you've already written. I can't thank you enough. Thanks again for the dive bar, and you have the best morning. And thanks for the Icon Awards. Very sweet.
Thank you, Garth Brooks. A pleasure, as always.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.